The approval process for Northern Pass is ramping up, and so is the battle for public support. Last month, Northern Pass and its parent company, Eversource Energy, donated $3 million to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to be used on conservation projects in New Hampshire. But there is some controversy over it now, and NHPR's Chris Jensen has been looking into the donation and why some conservation groups are reluctant to accept the money. He joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Chris, remind us what the donation is.
Well, Northern Pass and its parent, Eversource Energy, they donated the $3 million. The National Fish and Wildlife Foundation said that's the largest donation it's received from any corporation in New England, so that's pretty impressive. At the time, a top Eversource official said the donation shows Northern Pass can, quote, coexist, in fact, has to coexist, with a natural and healthy environment. The deal's called Partners for New Hampshire Fish and Wildlife, although the term partner has really angered some conservation groups. They say they are not partners with Northern Pass. But the plan is the foundation will distribute the money to the conservation groups, so Eversource wouldn't be deciding who got the money.
And what was the reaction to that?
You know, rather predictably, the Northern Pass opponents said, oh, it's a public relations ploy and the utility was trying to buy off conservation groups. They also noted the timing. Within the next month or so, the U.S. Department of Energy is going to be releasing a draft environmental impact statement looking at Northern Pass. And shortly after that, Northern Pass is expected to seek approval by the state's Site Evaluation Committee. But the Northern Pass folks say they gave the money to the foundation to distribute, so there can't be a conflict of interest, and they're just trying to do something good.
So far, some money has been distributed, including about $50,000 to improve habitat for animals, including cottontails. But we know some groups have concerns. Who are they?
Trout Unlimited says enough of its members oppose Northern Pass that it's not going to seek any of the funds donated to the foundation. And then I talked to Glenn Normando. He heads up New Hampshire Fish and Game. And he said there hasn't been any discussion in his department about seeking those funds. But then he added, given the controversy over the money coming from Northern Pass, quote, we have no intention of reaching into the shark tank anytime soon. He also said the possibility of that money being available wouldn't have any influence on his department's evaluation of the Northern Pass project because that would all be based on a scientific analysis. And then I also talked with an official with the State Audubon Society, and he said the staff would recommend not seeking any of the funds, although that board hasn't made a formal decision. It's not really clear how other conservation groups may feel, but a spokesman for the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation said no group has yet said it won't apply for funds.
So what does Northern Pass say about this?
Well, Northern Pass and Eversource spokesman Martin Murray contend that opponents of the projects are trying to bully groups not to take the money. He also said the $3 million donation was an effort to benefit conservation in the state, and it's frustrating and disappointing to see such opposition to something that would help conservation efforts. He also said there was no intention to mislead anyone.
So is there a bigger issue here?
Yeah, I think so. After years of delay, the regulatory process for Northern Pass is finally picking up, and so is the public relations fight. Earlier this month, Northern Pass gave money to help expand cell coverage in the North Country. Then, a little bit after that, $200,000 from Northern Pass was made available to businesses and COAs to help create or maintain jobs. On the other side, opponents released a video urging the lions be buried in Concord, basically because they would look just awful. And Northern Pass fired back, saying that the video was doctored in at least one place for dramatic effect, and that turns out to be a valid complaint.
So it looks like we can expect more of this kind of thing as the year goes on.
Oh, absolutely. And we recently got a glimpse of some of the behind-the-scenes PR workings of Northern Pass. A hired consultant named Seth Cargiulo posted a report on the project on his website. He was working for Saint Consulting. Now, Saint Consulting describes itself as, quote, winning controversial local, state, and federal land use campaigns since 1983. The document has since been removed, but in it, Cargiulo talked about how his team at Saint helped drum up social media support, largely to blunt attacks from opponents of Northern Pass, in addition to generating hundreds of letters of support to state legislators and federal officials. Now, neither Cargiulo nor officials at Saint could be reached for comment. And an official at Northern Pass said the company had worked with Saint Consulting on social media outreach, but he declined to answer any additional questions.
Well, as you said, this is just the beginning as the approval process keeps unfolding. Chris, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
That's Chris Jensen. He's one of NHPR's North Country reporters. And you can read more of his coverage at nhpr.org.